Welcome. My name is Kurt Bissell. For those of you that haven't met me, my family and I are members of this church, and I've been here for about the last year and a half, I guess, and new to Strongsville. I was a United Methodist pastor for about 8 years before making a career change, but they let me keep my credentials, and so here I am to share with you in worship and to share with you in communion tonight. So thank you for coming. You all are much more probably experienced in this than I am, and so I look forward to just the journey into the heart of God tonight, a journey of quietness and stillness. But as the scripture will speak tonight, it really is an invitation into just the awe of God and the sacredness of God and the majesty. So welcome, and let us enter into God's presence tonight.
Let's sing to the Lord. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
O Lord, our Sovereign, help us to be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You are my all in all, Lord. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet, you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
rushing wind blow through me with your tender breeze. Search out the depths of my heart, like a fire burn through me. Here on my knees, consume every dark hidden part. Holy Spirit, all-consuming fire, fill me with the joy of my heart's desire. There is no friend to me like you long to be, down here below or above. Rushing wind, help me see my Father and be a vessel of his tender love. Holy Spirit, all-consuming fire, fill me with the joy of my heart's desire. There is no one like you that I've ever known, who sings me a love song like you. Ooh, let your wind blow right through. My heart is your home, and I am here waiting for you. Joy of my heart's desire.
During the silence after this next song, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer, intention, or an understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler over here on my right as you are able to be anointed for healing for yourself or for others. It's really an opportunity to come to the throne of God and interact with what the Spirit is doing in your life. And for those of you who are wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle or take communion, or to when you exit the worship center. I believe that's what the basket here is for. Let us hear our scripture once again. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet. All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen. How quiet is your silence? Do you know what I mean? this is hard to come into this place, and I come straight from work, and I'll know I'm going home to, I got sick kids at home, and you know, and this is like this hour and a half in the middle. You know, and I a quick confession, don't tell anyone, but I'm driving down 71. I work just north of the airport, and I'm reading the scripture as I'm driving because I need to get, don't tell anyone, but it's hard to get your silence quiet, isn't it? And I just bless you all as you're here with that intentionality of trying to create a space, a quietness within your silence. I have four kids at home. There's not quietness in the silence, and there's not quietness in the noise, and there's really no silence at all. So this is a gift for me in a lot of ways. And we come tonight with lots of noise in our hearts and in our minds, don't we? The last couple of weeks in this community have been really difficult. Obviously, the young teenage girls, it happened literally right around the corner from my house. There's so many other things that go on in each and every one of your lives every single day that creates anxiety and turmoil and just tension. I mean, there's a basketball game tonight. Does anyone know? See a bunch of Cavs shirts. I don't know what that's about. Quick story about my kids. I have four boys. My wife and I are celebrating our 11th anniversary on the 17th. Got that right. This weekend. But quick story about my youngest. So I have four boys. My oldest is 7, and they go down to 18 months. So I have Caleb, Malachi, Gideon, and Jericho. We like the Old Testament, if you didn't figure that out. So my youngest, Jericho, of course, is the one that's trying to establish himself, right? He's not only the baby, he's 18 months, and he's got all these wild and crazy and high-energy brothers. And he's actually the most vocal of all of our kids at his age. A lot of times it kind of goes back or forth, right? If you're the youngest, you're the loudest, or your brothers talk for you. And he has taken to talking really, really early. And it's super cute. I mean, if you haven't heard a toddler or a baby talk in a while, like, find one, come find me. We go to 1105, but come find us, and, like, they'll probably just scowl at you, so that maybe that won't work. But go find one that will talk to you and just have a, you know, just listen. And I love the age that he's at right now because he just repeats words, and he's starting to understand them. But, like, we were driving home from church, and we stopped to pick up some vegetables. We have a CSA. and we're driving home, and there was broccoli in it, and my three-year-old starts chanting he wants broccoli for dinner. Broccoli, broccoli. And all of a sudden, the 18-month-old, too, starts shouting, broccoli, broccoli. And it was just so adorable. Or he'll grab your hand, and he'll say, Daddy, up. You know, he's starting to kind of create sentences, and he's trying to assert himself in the world, right? The other day we were having birthday cake, and my father-in-law was sitting there eating cake with our family, and he said, Hey, Jericho, how is the cake? Not expecting a response, and like out of nowhere, he just goes, Good. And it's neat to hear a little one find his voice in the world. So hold on to that. We'll come back to it. This scripture tonight, wave at me when I need to finish. I haven't done this in a while, so I'll go along. But we get into this scripture. It's such a unique scripture. I actually had trouble forming some thoughts around what I wanted to share tonight. And so I did what we do at the service. I just kept reading it over and over and over. Like I read some commentaries last night before I got in. Well, actually, I was in bed, and so I read about 3 pages. Well, that's not going to work. So I just kept reading the scripture and over. I said, Lord, what do you have here? What do you have here for me? And so I drew out a couple of things that I want to briefly share with you tonight. And I know the word has already spoken to your heart, so I hope what I share can resonate with what the Lord has already spoken. And if it doesn't, just hold on to what's already in there and forget what I said, okay? I mean that. But I love how you see there's bookends in this scripture, right? There's these bookends of, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And that little sentence carries so much power. O Lord. If we go into the Hebrew, it's the sacred name for God. The Hebrews, the Israelites, they developed this tradition of not saying the word of God, which is Yahweh. And so they say Adonai, which we then translate Lord. So it's this sacredness, the presence of God right away in this psalm. This is a great psalm to really usher us into the presence of God, but also to send us out from the presence of God into the world. So the psalmist starts with, O Lord, our sovereign, the ruler, the governor, the one in charge. How majestic is your name in all the earth. We enter into God's presence. As we're trying to clear that space, right, to clear that silent, that quietness in our silence, one of the greatest ways to do that is by praising God. And what I love about this scripture here is it says, how majestic is your name in all the earth? In a lot of mystic traditions, which this is really an expression of mysticism, Christian mysticism, we can go into that later, but it's a beautiful, powerful thing. A lot of mystic traditions, you try to like completely clear yourself and then just invite this emptiness. If you've ever tried to do that, it's virtually impossible. But when you have something to focus on, something to hone in on, all of a sudden, everything else drifts away. And that's the power of the Christian faith and the Christian mysticism and spirituality is in this passage here, how majestic is your name in all of the earth? The psalmist, as he's creating this space of holiness, isn't closing his eyes, isn't going in the closet, but he's just looking around. How majestic. How majestic in all the earth. And I take solace in that. It's a good practice of the soul to come into a worship service like this. But if we can't look around and marvel at all of the things around us, then we're never going to find that quietness when we come into the silence. We turn on the radio, we look on our phones, we turn on the TV, we fill ourselves with things to keep the quietness out, even when there might be silence. So we jump into the bulk of this text. And it's really, really short, right? It's not a long scripture. But two things stand out to me. And I actually want to read it backwards because I think it actually reads better backwards than it does forwards here. And so in verses 5 through 8, just really briefly, it starts to talk about really what God has given us as human beings, as his creator and as his creation, as him of creator. He says, you've made us a little lower than God, but not much. You crowned us with honor and glory, with glory and honor, given us dominion over the works of God's hands. God created all this, and the psalmist is going, God, you gave us control over all of this. And the implied question is, why? Almost, what's wrong with you? And of course, that's with all, you know, with respect and majesty, but it's almost like, God, what were you thinking? You put all of this under our feet. You've given us power. You've given us authority. You've given us dominion, it says in verse 6. You put all things under our feet. Our feet. That should evoke awe in us, right? I mean, that's where we start in this thing of how majestic is your name in all the earth, and we look around and we go, God, you put us in charge of all of this? Like, what were you thinking? Do you know us? And he says, of course I know you. Of course I do. And we're invited into the quiet space so that we then can hear God's voice. Now, if we live in just this space of, wow, God, we're kind of important, right? Like, you've given us a lot of power. We're pretty awesome. And yet, we are empowered out of God's power. So while, like, everything might be under our feet, God's feet are above us. We are under God's feet. And so it's out of God's power we are empowered, but then that empowerment needs to evoke humility. And I think that's where we twist so many things in the world, and we hear the distortion of what dominion means and what we ruling over the earth and all that, and we allow power to corrupt. We allow all those noises to come into our life. And so as you're reading through this in verse 2, and I'll wrap up, I promise. But in verse 2, it says, out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes. Does anybody have any idea what that means? I mean, you read, it's a weird kind of verse, isn't it? It's like the rest of it makes sense. If we could just kind of eliminate verse 2, we don't do that, but if we could just take it out, would you have been mad if I skipped it, Becky, just read over it? She would have told Pastor Dave, I've never done this again. Come back to my 18-month-old Jericho for a minute. One of the things that he does is he repeats after us. So if we're sitting at the dinner table, for instance, and the 5-year-old is running around upstairs and won't come down, we'll say, Malachi, come downstairs. You come down to dinner. And in this little toddler voice, you hear, Kaiki, down. Kaiki, come. And he says it with such authority that you're like, man, I better come, you know? And the 5-year-old still doesn't listen. But he says it with authority because he understands that his parents who have authority are saying it with authority. And he's listening to our voices and he's speaking what we're speaking. Now, I don't know how an 18-month-old's mind works, but I kind of wonder, like, when he says that and then his brother comes downstairs, like, wow, my brother's listening to me. And we know that's not the case. Our call as children of God is to hear what the Lord is speaking with his authority, his majesty, his sovereignty, and then just repeat it back. And the reality is, when we speak those words, they still sound like the words of an infant, of a toddler. And we sometimes mistake and forget that it's not really our power, but God's. So I just would invite you, as you go through your daily lives, to create that quietness inside so that you can hear what the Lord is speaking into this broken, hurting world. Words of affirmation and peace and love and hope. And then declare them out into the world. And declare them with boldness and with courage, because the Father has already spoken them. Isn't that what God did on that? Isn't that what Christ did on that last night he sat with his disciples? He speaks words of life and hope to them. He gathers them around a table, and as they're eating a meal, he takes a loaf of bread. He purels his hands. They washed feet instead, right? But he takes a loaf of bread and he breaks it and he says, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of the supper, he took the cup and he blessed it. And he said, "Take and drink. For this is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we pray, Lord, that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on these here gifts of bread and the cup, that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, to bring healing and redemption, Lord. Help us as we partake in this holy sacrament to hear your words, and then as we leave this place, to go forth and declare them. In the name of Christ, we come forward and we seek your presence.
Rest. Let's sing, Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my friend. From the beginning until the end. Life of abundance, filled with your love. Joy. My Savior, Jesus, my friend, from the beginning until the end, life of abundance filled with your love, joy of the
I bless you as you go forth from this place with the ability to see the awe and the majesty of our Lord, of our sovereign God. I bless you with the peace that surpasses all understanding. I bless you with his love to embolden you and empower you in a hurting world. Go forth in the joy of Christ, knowing you are his children. Amen.